From Simon & Schuster Audio. The Lexus and the Olive Tree. Understanding Globalization. Written and read by Thomas L. Friedman. Part 1. Seeing the System. Tourist with an Attitude.
What was it that Forrest Gump's mama liked to say? Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get inside. For me, an inveterate traveler and foreign correspondent, life is like room service. You never know what you're going to find outside your door. Take, for instance, the evening of December 31, 1994, when I began my assignment as the foreign affairs columnist for the New York Times. I started the column by writing from Tokyo, and when I arrived at the Okura Hotel after a long trans-Pacific flight, I called room service with one simple request. Could you please send me up 4 oranges? I'm addicted to citrus, and I needed a fix. It seemed to me a simple enough order when I telephoned it in, and the person on the other end seemed to understand. About 20 minutes later, there was a knock at my door. A room service waiter was standing there in his perfectly creased uniform. In front of him was a cart covered by a starched white tablecloth. On the tablecloth were 4 tall glasses of fresh-squeezed orange juice, each glass set regally in a small silver bowl of ice. "No, no," I said to the waiter. "I want oranges, oranges, not orange juice." I then pretended to bite into something like an orange. "Ah," the waiter said, nodding his head. "Oranges, oranges." I retreated into my room and went back to work. 20 minutes later, there was another knock at my door. Same waiter, same linen-covered room service trolley. But this time, on it were 4 plates, and on each plate was an orange that had been peeled and diced into perfect little sections that were fanned out on a plate like sushi, as only the Japanese can do. "No, no," I said, shaking my head. "I want the whole orange." I made a ball shape with my hands to illustrate what I meant. "I want to keep them in my room and eat them for snacks. I can't eat 4 oranges all cut up like that. I can't store them in my minibar. I want the whole orange." Again, I did my best exaggerated imitation of someone eating an orange. "Ah," the waiter said, nodding his head. "Orange, orange. You want whole orange." Another 20 minutes went by. Again, there was a knock on my door. Same waiter, same trolley. Only this time he had 4 bright oranges, each one on its own dinner plate, with a fork, knife, and linen napkin next to it. That was progress. "That's right," I said, signing the bill. "That's just what I wanted." As he left the room, I looked down at the room service bill. The 4 oranges were $22. How am I going to explain that to my publisher? Well, my citrus adventures were not over. 2 weeks later, I was in Hanoi, having dinner by myself in the dining room of the Metropole Hotel. It was the tangerine season in Vietnam, and vendors were selling pyramids of the most delicious, bright orange tangerines on every street corner. Each morning, I had a few tangerines for breakfast. When the waiter came to get my dessert order after dinner that evening, I told him all I wanted was a tangerine. He went away and came back a few minutes later. "Sorry," he said, "no tangerines." "But how can that be?" I asked in exasperation. "You have a table full of them at breakfast every morning. Surely there must be a tangerine somewhere back in the kitchen." "Sorry," he shook his head. "Maybe you like watermelon?" "Okay," I said, "bring me some watermelon." A few minutes later, the waiter returned with a plate bearing 3 peeled tangerines on it. "I found the tangerines," he said, "no watermelon." Had I known then what I know now, I would have taken it all as a harbinger. For I too would find a lot of things on my plate and outside my door that I wasn't planning to find as I traveled the globe for the New York Times.